I'm J.R. Phillips. I'm the one that won't shut up, and yeah, you can't make me, okay?
And I'm Nico Harlekenden. I'm the one who took notes, lit them on fire, and then started a completely separate new project instead.
And welcome to BAM! Now you know everything!
Snap, this is official. Hey, welcome to BAM, Now You Know Everything. I'm J.R. Phillips. I'm an author and founder, CEO, whatever you want to call it, of Indie Creator Collective. It's a spot for readers to tell us creatives what to do. And Nico over here is the founder of Newton Press.
What's up? Yeah, founder of Newton Press, small indie publisher since 2020. Here to say thumbs down with the gatekeepers and thumbs up to small and unique voices and uplifting everybody.
Yeah, I've been going under comment sections, actually, and just going because everybody's like, what can we do? You know, everybody is like sort of in this mass freakout of a mindset right now. And I'm constantly just going under like, hey, you know, support your local business, support small creatives. We have a big group out here. Show up where you can and just stay positive together as a unit. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's like an unlocking, you know? So yeah. I'm loving what we're doing, obviously.
Maybe too much, both of us, because we're constantly expanding every idea that comes across our plate.
Yeah, Miss, I want to build a bot all of a sudden.
Okay, spoilers for the live. You guys, if you want to know a little bit more about that and bot creation for that we don't want to do, definitely join our Substack lives. We do them every other Friday on either Jess's or my Substack. Find us in the comments.
Yeah, go ahead. All of our stuff is linked down below. If you want more information about all the other stuff that we're doing, you know, you can follow along on different platforms. And here we just sort of like to decompress. We like to talk about obscurities, different things that we're hyper fixating on, those sweet TikToks we send each other about our newest, latest hole to go dive in to ignore what's happening in the world around us. And I think I sent you, what did I send you? I don't even know how to pronounce what I sent you.
Oh, the Voynich manuscript.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love it.
Yeah, so I was like, this is going to be great for later. We'll probably talk about it at some point because it's definitely in the back of my mind a little bit. Like, I need to know more.
Totally agree. It's kind of like a code, if you think about it. It's one big puzzle. Was it Harvard? Some university published this mysterious manuscript. It's actually not as old as the discoverer was purporting. This is the summary that I know. But
yeah. Because it like carbon dated it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
And then the images that popped up on the video were so like colorful. I was like, is this the exact thing or has it been rendered? Kind of like how James Webb renders their pictures to show you it's still what it looks like, but it's different coloring and stuff.
Yeah, so, or like a colorized black and white film that never had color but has color now. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, and speaking of space, Katy Perry going for like 18 minutes into the barest level of space and then coming back. And everybody's talking about Katy Perry, but I saw a long line of people that were supposedly in that shuttle.
It's true.
And she's getting a lot of flack for it. I don't like have an opinion on Katy Perry. I've not deep dived her to cancel or uphold her, you know, so I don't really have a horse in this race. But I do see a lot of celebrities in that line. So, you know, it's not just her, but there's been a lot of people that are like, ooh, it's fake.
She's a firework. Sorry. But also, didn't like some Red Bull stunt person also go into like that same level of space years ago and then did some kind of like the tallest free fall or something?
Yeah, like, and that's why everybody's like, oh, it wasn't burned, it wasn't this, it wasn't that. And it's like, yeah, but we've seen that before. We know that's where the science knowledge has to come in about our atmosphere. And not everybody has that, especially like you know, kids watching it, they're like, you know, Superman and, you know, whatever. But I think it's interesting that they were on a live feed when they were trying to open it. And then it looked like somebody was opening it from the inside. And
who was
I was
that?
Like,
yeah,
what's going on? I have no desire to be on an aircraft to space at this point in time. Not just because I'm poor and I can't afford it, okay?
Yeah.
That's besides the point. But I just don't know if I trust this situation in general.
You don't trust the science of capitalism?
No, I
it's weird.
It's kind of let me down. I know we're all business ladies and stuff, but no.
Yeah, we will say no more about that, at least here on this first episode. But yeah, so that's a little bit about us. That's our flavor. We are two internet strangers that have become fast friends. And that's kind of how things on the internet tend to work, especially when you have overlapping interests and world perspectives. It makes the world just a little bit better of a place, in my opinion.
Totally agree. Obviously, I'm here for a reason. We're here for a reason. Definitely believe in that. And it's been a fun whirlwind roller coaster adventure of the last 6 months of our lives, building blocks, career building, all that stuff. So
if you want to follow along with that to some degree, but mostly us chatting and having a lot of fun, definitely think about subscribing or listen to us wherever you can hear your podcasts. Bye.